Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
I can't believe that I'm saying this, but Elton John changed my sister's life.
What?
She went and saw him over the weekend and had the most amazing experience at an Elton John concert. She said amazing. It was truly life-changing.
Aww.
He gave me my spark back.
Oh,
Elton John?
Oh, he's amazing.
Yes, we've both seen him.
I've never
he's
seen
fantastic.
Him.
Fantastic.
And I never will, because he's done.
This is it. He did his farewell tour.
And she said to me, okay, I'm going tonight. What's your favorite song? I'm like, but for what? She goes, I'm going to tape him. I'm going to video it, and I'm going to send it to you so it's like you're there. And aww. I said, you know, here's what you should do for me. Don't do that at all. Just enjoy the show.
Be in the moment.
Don't put your phone away and watch it, because whoever watches those videos and goes, whoa, that's amazing.
It's never as good recorded. I tried to do that for you with Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And kind of fun to see what he was wearing or dancing around. But you're right. I just deleted like 15 videos. I'm like, why?
It's never as good. But before I said that, I did joke with her and I said, oh, yes, send me Philadelphia Freedom. She goes,
what?
She goes, oh, that's your favorite Elton song? Yeah, if you can get it. Yes, I will. Can you do that one? I don't know that that's on the playlist. I said, okay, fine. Can you feel the love tonight then? I don't think he sings Disney songs in his concert.
He might.
Okay, well, I guess my favorites aren't good enough for Elton John.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't want like Daniel or Your Song or Rocket Man? That's not your favorite?
Your
and I said, no. Okay, fine. Levon. Levon likes his money. And she goes, wow, you have weird Elton favorites. And I went, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess the bee is back, isn't she?
I don't need it then.
He's one of those guys that I get as a legend and I'll never see him. And I'm okay with it, though.
That's the funny part. I would have been fine the rest of my life not seeing him. And I'm not saying by any means did you miss out on like the concert of a lifetime. But it was really cool to see him. You went there and you were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the cost.
Yes.
I'm so tired of spending $400 a ticket to see the greats. It just bugs me.
I know. I'm like, can't you be great and also affordable?
I know.
That does suck. I intended on buying my mother-in-law tickets for his when he was here last. And it was ridiculous. She was like, don't you dare.
Mm-hmm.
It's so expensive.
It is. All of them. Even the young ones, they're still wanting crazy money. Not the oldie moldies. You know, I get it's his last money grab, but like, don't you have enough, Elton?
I mean, think about it really, though, with what we've been talking about the last couple of days with Taylor Swift and all the tickets. There are people who are going to spend $400, $500, $700, $800 on crap seats to see Taylor Swift.
I know.
There's no way. I don't even think I'd pay $100 to see Taylor Swift.
I would pay $100.
Okay.
But I wouldn't.
I don't think I would.
Now you're trying to start a fight.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
saying,
you are.
Listen,
$100 to see
Taylor Swift.
The legend.
Yes. She is so.
She's a legend.
She is great in
completely.
Concert.
You may not like it. She is a legend.
I love Taylor Swift. I just have heard the show is not all it's cracked up to
be. You haven't seen this show. It's new.
I have a friend who is a huge Swiftie.
Oh, good one. Now he has a friend.
But okay. I am your friend, and I have been to Taylor Swift, and I wasn't even a big fan until I saw her, and I went,
but even
holy
you're not willing
cow.
To spend the money to show your daughter a great time.
Well, my daughter is 7. If she was 15 and she was so in love with Taylor Swift, I would do what I had to do. I tried. I spent 3 hours of my night trying to get her tickets. She didn't know. She doesn't know I was trying to get them. I was getting the cheaper ones. And then I was so upset. I would have bought the more expensive ones. And then the freaking error button kept coming out. And then I managed to Taylor's.
Okay. All right. Okay,
sorry,
Dez.
It's too soon.
Oh, my God. All right.
Sorry.
We're going to play Dez off real quick.
Oh. I need a drink.
Need to do a quick lap.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Whoa.
Sorry.
But, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's concert tickets or going to a game. Vaughn says, you know what we should do? We should plan a weekend where we go skiing. And I looked it up. It's like $125 a person.
Yeah.
So $250 just to ski for a day.
Yeah, just for the one day. So if you do the weekend and you get the place to stay, you're going to want to ski 2 days. Then there's the food. Then there's the drinks. And then there's the gas.
$250 to go skiing?
Down just snow. That's it.
What? It's just everything is expensive. It just makes me want to just stay home.
Even and tubing is expensive.
Everything. I don't care what it is. Everything's expensive now. It's so annoying, isn't it? I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I hate him so much.
And see, now it's cool to stay at home.
Oh, it's not cool. No,
it's the cool thing to do, the cheap thing to do now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were not a trendsetter.
Welcome to my life. I am a trendsetter.
Well, this guy wanted a break while he spent his hard-earned cash on a trip out of town. He decided, you know what? I want the aisle seat. My wife wants the window. Fine. She can have hers. I'll have mine, and we'll let a stranger sit between us. So mom is sitting at the window seat with the baby.
Oh.
Stranger in the middle. Dad on the aisle. Dad puts his headphones on. Completely ignored the family, their kid, the whole thing. The guy in the middle said, do you want to trade so you can sit by your wife? Nope. So you just want me to sit between the two of you? Is that what we're going to? Okay.
Got it. Cool. I'll be in the middle of whatever this is.
How strange is that?
Oh my God. I would feel like that woman would have every right to get off that plane and go, we need to see a counselor or we're done.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Wow.
That just shows you that how big of a baby that person is.
Right?
No, I'm okay. Thanks.
But it also shows like how over it he is. Yeah. When you don't want to look at your kid or your wife, you're just like, I need the 2 hours on this plane to be quiet. Okay?
Oh, man.
So and that dude's in the middle. Why can't she do that then?
Oh, here we go. Here comes protective hawk mom.
And but if you were actually taking care of your kid.
There it is. She's going to start yelling.
Hey, another thing.
Pidge is here. Hey, Pidge.
Hi.
Oh, he is here.
He made it.
I had to switch over the board, so.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
Yeah.
He's a needed producer.
I just was distracted with him playing on his phone over here instead of participating.
That's for you.
No. Oh, yeah. You know what? We have a live podcast coming up in December. In fact, it's December 1st at Mall of America. And this is going to be fun. It's right there at the Candy Cane Institute. Ooh, do we get to make our own candy canes? Do they make them? Have you ever seen them make a candy cane?
I haven't.
Fascinating.
Stretching.
Oh my God, so much stretching and rolling and the twisting, and it's so cool how they add the red dye in.
Yep.
To form the candy canes.
I think
saw that unwrapped.
I did. You know what? Now that you say it, I did too. God, I used to love that show.
Well, this is a live podcast, December 1st, 11 a.m., Mall of America. If you can join us. We'd love for everyone to be dressed in their ugly sweaters. Cute photo alert. Plus, we're going to have fun prizes and things to give away and some unexpected guests. Can't wait. If you would like to join us for the live podcast, we need you to call Friday morning. Friday morning, why don't we do... It's Friday. Should we do a little later?
Yeah, I think so. We don't have to worry about, contesting there.
Yeah, let's do 8 o'clock then.
Not perfect. Good.
Does that work, Pidge?
Yeah.
Can you manage that? No, we're in the middle of love. No, it's showdown.
No, it's Friday.
Yeah. Let's do it at 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
Perfect day for 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 a.m. Call us right on the nose. 8 a.m. Friday, November 18th, and we'll give away tickets to caller 9 and 10 for that. Okay, thank you for the reminder. What's this deal about Papa Murphy's closing down early and drama? What happened?
Yeah, so my buddy came over last weekend, and we were like, what are we going to eat? Yada, yada, yada. We decided on Papa Murphy's, and we went online and ordered, and it wasn't working. And finally, I'm just going to call. And so I call the guy, and it's like 4:50. And I go, yeah, can I place an order? And he goes, well, we close in 8 minutes. And I was like,
since when?
At 5 right. p.m.?
Yeah. What? Well, they close at 5.
Yeah.
And
always, or just because they're short staffed?
Short staffed.
Oh.
So he goes, yeah, we close in 8 minutes. And I go, well, if we're there in 8 minutes, can you, make us our order? And he goes, what can we make for you today?
I hate you.
And I so
well, then don't answer the phone.
Yeah, you can't say you're open till 5 and then say, hey, I'm gonna make it before you close, can you make me a pizza? It's not that, it's not like they're baking it for you. Take it to bake it,
right? So and half the stuff we ordered is already made. It's the dessert, so they just hand it to you. So I got there literally at 5. And I felt bad, so I threw him an extra $5.
Well, now you're the jerk because you're at 5 and they closed at 5.
But 8 minutes, in his defense, it's hard to get there that fast.
So. That's true. Impressed.
So you gave him $5 as a tip?
Well, a tip plus I handed him $5 and I was like, nice. You take this.
Well, how much? Oh, so you paid online?
Yeah. No, I paid in store.
Oh, you paid in store and then you tipped him $5.
Yeah. So I paid and then I added the tip on the receipt and then I said, oh, here's another $5 for your troubles.
What? Well, how much did you tip him?
Yeah, I felt bad. I tipped probably like $5 on the receipt, $5
$10. He's like, God, I don't care at all. This is great.
Why do you give money away like you're Rockefeller?
And my friend Brad, he's such a sissy. He was like so embarrassed to go in. He's like, I can't believe we're doing this. I'm not going in.
Why can't he go in?
He's that type of guy, worse than Crisco and I, no offense.
Yeah, no, I'm taken.
Well, you know what I mean? Where he's like, oh, don't be rude. Let's just make something else. Let's get something else. And I go, no, it's fine. We're going to be there a minute early, if not at 5. It's fine. And he just refused. So I kind of got guilted into it. I was like, am I doing something really bad?
No.
That's what
you went over the top.
Yeah. That's okay. So, and yeah.
He shouldn't have answered the phone if he didn't want to make the pizza.
Thank you.
And they're closing early. That's not your fault.
Right. Yeah. It was 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
So you went in during business hours, early closing business hours. What is this Brad's deal?
He's such a wimp, and it drives me nuts because...
Is this the guy you like to cuddle in bed with?
Yeah, he's a great cuddler. And then we went home and watched Gone Fishing. Such a great movie. It's from like the 90s.
I've never seen that in my life.
We would never say that is a great movie, okay. Devin.
I've never heard of it.
Look it up. Okay. Google it. You'll see it and go, oh, yes, I remember seeing this stupid thing.
It is an odd like cast.
Gone Fishing. Did you watch it in your bed?
No, we actually watched this one in the living room. It was free on YouTube.
So I bet it is.
With ads, though.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. It's such a cheesy, cliche movie.
So peshy.
Yeah.
Well, if it tells you anything you need to know, Rotten Tomatoes scored it a 4%.
And he said, great movie. This is why you can never trust Devin with anything.
Yeah. Combined scores with audience and tomato meter is 41%.
Yeah.
But Willie Nelson makes a great cameo in it.
Well, spoiler alert.
Nelson.
Were you high? Because it seems like you'd get drugged up and then watch Gone Fishing and some Papa Murphy's.
Right.
Well, he put it on and I didn't want to say anything. Yeah. And probably. No. And I didn't want to say anything. It turned out I ended up liking it. I wanted to watch the Wild game, but I didn't want to be it. He's not a sports guy. So.
How did I miss Nick Brimble's big break?
Thank you.
Speaking of Pidge, how many energy drinks are you doing these days?
Me? Thanks to you guys, I've cut down big time.
Like how many?
A day? I'm not doing them daily anymore.
Yay!
For a long time.
In a week, how many do you think you hit? Like 2, 3?
No, not even. Wow. These are very rarely where it's a long day where I've been up for a long time, or I've already been up for a while and I have something coming up that I have to do. I may grab an energy drink, but I've severely cut down since I started here.
Well, this is meant to scare you. You're the only person in my life that I know downs energy drinks.
Oof. Yeah.
I have been taking maybe one a week.
Well, this guy did 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes and his pancreas began to eat itself.
No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
He is a guy who allowed his colleagues to talk him into drinking 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes.
That's so stupid bad for you.
And here's what's amazing. After chugging all 12 drinks, he didn't feel well.
What?
So what did he do to take his mind off everything? He started playing video games.
Oh,
is this not Pidge?
It's Pidge.
Yeah.
Was this you?
This was not me, but I can't argue this doesn't sound.
So then he threw up in his kitchen sink, began to feel even worse. He then waited at least a day to eat. He was unable to eat or drink. So then he admitted himself to a hospital where he threw up on the nurse's shoes. He did not initially admit to the energy drink prank out of embarrassment. This is all Pidge.
Yeah. Yeah.
He developed acute pancreatitis where his pancreas began digesting itself due to the high levels of caffeine, sugar, and other chemicals in the drinks.
Oh.
Wow.
That's what that does to you.
Oh, maybe I won't do that once a week.
Right? Oh. I mean, of course, it's 12 in 10 minutes, but still.
It's still, they're so
bad. How crazy is that?
Jeez.
There are so many bad ones out there that you just crush your insides with.
Mm-hmm. It ate itself.
It ate itself. That's how bad it was. And I love, who goes in the sink? Go in the bathroom. Who's like, I can't hold it anymore. I'm going in the sink.
Oh, well, Melissa McCarthy went in the sink.
Yeah,
well,
we know
number
how
two.
That.
She went in the bathroom sink, and that was a
don't
mess.
Look!
Go away!
The best is when the bride, what is her name?
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. When she just goes in the middle, she goes, oh, no. It's happening. It's happening.
Oh,
God.
I think everybody can relate to having bad meat. And then the sweats come on and the gurgles hit, and all of a sudden This ain't good.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely know. And people can see it in your face when you're like, and you do the thing where one eye closes.
Yeah.
One eye closes and you're a little sweaty and you just go, it just does one creepy doll blink where you're like,
mm. Oh.
Oh, God.
When's the last time you had food poisoning?
I don't think I've ever had food poisoning.
I think I had it. It was over the weekend, like 6 years ago. I feel like I was working with you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening to me?
Oh.
I would lay in bed and then run. Lay in bed and then run.
I'm horrible.
Like, this is the worst thing.
Oh, God. We always have that debate at home when it comes to cleaning out the fridge. Vaughn will say, I think it's time to throw it out. And I'll smell it and be like, it doesn't smell bad. There's no visible signs that it's past its prime, right? Because he's a stickler with the must sell by date or, you know, when you get food from Costco.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
But it's like, it's still good beyond that date. They just have to sell it by that date and it's still fine.
If it smells fine.
And he'll always say, do you want the creaky moccasins or not?
Oh.
Yeah, that was his dad saying, because he would always walk and pinch his cheeks.
Oh,
and
he'd have the creaky moccasins walking. His little slippers.
Gotta go.
Oh, no. Oh. It's hard to walk when you clench them so tight. Oh, and so it's do you want food poisoning? Do you want that? And then it's always, you know what? Throw it. Screw it.
Yeah, that is always tough. The only thing I really don't recall getting food poisoning. The only thing I know that Ryan also knows the pain of is eating greasy foods when you get your gallbladder taken out.
Uh-huh.
That's a different level of pain.
We won't get into that.
No, of course. I'm just saying it's that similar kind of feel.
If you know,
you know.
You know.
You definitely know.
You definitely know. Okay, so let's see here. Crisco is feeling guilty about Thanksgiving next week. Shocker. His mom is making him feel bad. Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's come to this, huh?
We got into such an argument about it that I said something. I channeled my inner Ryan.
Good for you.
Wow.
And I said, I go, why are you always playing the victim?
Mm-hmm.
And it made her cry within 10 seconds.
Of course. That's what a victim does.
That's what so I go, why are you like, because now, mind you, I told her about this. Adult, hello, sometimes. So I was like, we're going to see my aunt in Iowa. My sister, myself, and Roman are going down next week. And so that was always the plan. And she's like, yeah, go ahead, fine. Me and Josh will just be here alone for Thanksgiving.
She invited?
She was always invited. That's the whole problem. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave the comfort of I think they're afraid if they leave, they're going to be kicked out of my house.
You'll change the locks and that'll be it.
Yeah, I think they're very afraid of that.
She figured it out.
She did. So now it's just been a thing where she's like, oh my gosh, why are you going to go down then? Why are you not going to go down? Why not just go have dinner, turn around and come back? I go, you want me to go down on Thursday, have dinner, and then come right back Thursday evening?
Hello, tryptophan.
I'm going to be sleepy. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we just got in this big battle and I go, you're always the victim. I noticed it now. I see it. And it's what I became to other people.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, she goes,
oh,
why would you say that? I'm not playing the victim. You're just a jerk. Why would you say it? And she just, I feel bad, but I don't feel bad because this is my life.
This is manipulation.
And that's the thing. She knows that I'll go.
Yep. You're going to cave and do what she wants.
Oh, my God.
Fake tears. Fake
tears. So I told her I'm going a day earlier now.
Good. I would go for the whole week.
Yeah. Just to rub it in. She goes, you're going to, what are we going to? And then it came down to exactly what it was. What are me and Josh going to eat?
Oh, God.
And there it is.
So you just wanted me to be here to cook the meal.
Oh.
That's why you're upset that I'm not here. You don't really care about me being here. And then it's so funny. We haven't really done like a traditional Christmas in a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Long story short, Roman really wants that. He goes, oh, I want the gifts and the full experience, the tree, everything magical, the music playing and everything. And my mom goes, why are we going to do gifts? I don't want to do gifts. I'm on Social Security. I don't have money for gifts. And I went, okay, well, I guess I'll get gifts for you from grandma. I was like, we have to have, he's 17. I said, mom, he's not going to want to be around you ever.
Yeah.
And he's getting to a point where he can make that decision. And you're like, oh, sick. Traditional Christmas? Gross.
Oh.
Get out of here. Oh, what a rude kid. He could be doing the dope.
Yeah.
But he's not. All he wants is a regular Christmas of us not just sitting on the couch like the clumps. That's all he wants. Well, that will still happen. But
yeah, you're still the white clumps and always will be.
Is it the wumps? No, that sounds like I caught something. Yeah, oh, I got a case of the wumps.
Mumps, there it is.
This all makes me sad.
Well, I don't know why she does it to herself. Ryan's right.
I want to cry.
What?
just like,
why do you want to cry?
Why?
Like, poor, poor Roman.
Hey, no, I've done a great job making his life seem like it's normal.
So every other Christmas, you just sat there?
No, that's not. No, he wants, because he gives up his gifts for charity.
And that's so, now he just wants
them. Now he wants something.
So last year, everyone had money to buy him gifts, and he gave them away, and now he says he wants them, and everyone says they have no money to buy him gifts. He's getting screwed.
Yeah, I already told him he's going to get great gifts from Uncle Crisco.
Roman, what do you want for Christmas?
This is great. He's going to get something from Aunt Des.
I mean,
what about Ryan? You in for something?
Pidge is buying people all kinds of stuff. He'll
$5.
Yeah, he's got money for everybody.
A temporary job at Papa Murphy's. You're going to make bank.
I have so many used gift cards he can have.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, no, trust me, it's not great. I got one.
And how much money was on there when he went to use it?
Less than $3. Yeah.
You gave him a used
gift. I don't know how much was on it, so yeah. I can't.
It was like $2.89 for Caribou, and I went, that's half a drink. All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Devin.
Ice to my beverage. Yeah. Appreciate it.
So, what are you going to do? Are you going to Iowa, or are you going to cave to your mother?
No, I'm going to Iowa. Yeah, I'm
going to Iowa. You being a man.
That's right. And the problem is I don't want her to ever listen to this podcast, so I have to say this quietly. I'm not the only one in the family who thinks it's probably best for her to go home.
Oh, to go home.
Yeah.
So your brother wants her out.
I can't confirm
so
or deny
you,
it's my brother.
Josh, and your sister. No, your sister wants her to stay at your house so she can have her place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a volleyball match at this point. So you just kind of, I just try to say things where it's so offensive that she's like, oh, I am leaving. The other day, I tripped her just to see if I could get her to leave. And she's like, your foot got in the way.
She's going to get injured, and then she's going to need to recover at your house.
That's true.
How many times do I have to tell you, invite me over? It will all come to an end.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I could do is put her blankets and pillows on a trail to the door out to her car.
Oh.
That would be, she'd be like, why are these like in an even stack? Right?
You're not taking me up on my offer.
Because I just know that would create more hell for me.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
It would be over.
I know it would be over for more ways than one.
That's all we have to do. One little get-together.
Can you imagine how many tears she would cry then?
Oh, my God. That's the plan. Let me say this. That's the plan I'll say if I never want to talk to her again. Because that would truly be the end of us talking.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, I know, but I'm not there yet. I still do love her.
Oh, you need a couple more guilt trips?
I think the guilt trips would be forever. Yeah. I could see her, like, the day I have to make the decisions for when she passes, she'll be like, that's what you went with, huh? That's what you thought about me. It's a good one. Great. I meant nothing to you.
She sounds like a riot.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcast like ours, you could win restaurant gift cards, shopping gift cards, even some really cool experiences at PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.